Welcome to this special report about how AI, and AI video in particular, is actually going to unleash decentralized creativity across, you know, a billion people or more. Again, welcome to this report. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer. I'm the builder of BrightLearn.ai, which is now the most prolific book publisher in the world. It's a site where you can create your own book completely free, with everything, the cover art, the book outline. Our agents do the book research. We have our own massive curated document set for research. And then we do the writing and everything and deliver it to you in minutes. And it's free. And you can share the book or you can use the books commercially because it's an open source Creative Commons attribution license. So the reason I mention all that is because what we built for books is what's about to happen for videos and movies and shows and documentaries, everything in the video realm. Now, see, let's back up because Suno did this with music. Starting, you know, a couple of years ago, it started to get good. And now Suno's awesome. It's great. I use it all the time. I love creating music. And what I found when using Suno was that I could finally create the music that I wanted to hear because I wasn't buying music from the music industry. That music didn't speak to me at all. But Suno allows me to create the music that I want to share with people or that I want to hear myself. And I've shared many, many songs, you know, 25 or so that I've created with Suno. And the thing about Suno is it decentralized music creation to allow people who can't afford to hire a band or people who don't have a background in keyboarding and percussion and recording equipment, which admittedly, it's a highly complex and very expensive field. I know because I've done music since I was a child and I've bought all that equipment and I've bought the DAW software and I've laid down tracks with the keyboard, you know, drum tracks by just clanging them out on the keyboard and layer by layer to make a song. I've done all that. It's tedious. It's boring. And it's not necessary anymore. See, the difference is now you can just describe the kind of song you want. Yeah, you write the lyrics, you describe the voices, the qualities, which instruments you want, what kind of percussion, etc. And then Suno puts it together for you. This is empowering creators all over the world. Now, some of the comments I've seen about Seed Dance and the, you know, the video creation engine are insane. Shows that people don't know what they're talking about very often. I saw one person on X say that that if this Seed Dance software or service, if this is allowed to be used, then people are just going to remake all the existing movie franchises, you know, like Ghostbusters and Star Trek and whatever else, and then they're going to run out of things to do. And they won't know what to do because everybody relies on Hollywood for ideas, you know. That's insane because, no, actually, there are hundreds of millions, if not billions of people who have ideas. They would love to be filmmakers, but they don't have a studio backing them. You know, their name isn't Steven Spielberg. Or, you know, they don't have the right financial backers or the right family members or the right contacts, or they don't live in LA or New York, etc. Lots of people want to become filmmakers. They just lack the tools. So what Seed Dance is going to do is allow people to become filmmakers, just like my tool, BrightLearn.ai, allows people to become book authors, or like Suno allows people to become music creators. Because what matters here is actually the idea. The idea matters more than anything else. And here's a big takeaway from this whole podcast. You know, it's the ByteDance company that's behind Seed Dance. I think it's the parent company of TikTok. And what they're really doing is they are democratizing or decentralizing filmmaking capabilities, taking it out of the hands of the, you know, the cartel, the Hollywood cartel, you know, the studios that control everything, including Netflix. And then they're distributing that capability and putting it into the hands of the people. This is the most grassroots thing you can imagine. Super grassroots. Because now it's a bottom-up effort. Anybody can become a filmmaker. Anybody can author a book. Anybody can create a song. Anybody can create art. All you have to do is prompt it into an image generation engine. Anybody can create voices. Anybody can create an avatar. This is an era of massive empowerment. And those people who are so concerned, oh, we're going to run out of ideas. We are not going to run out of ideas. We're going to run out of compute. So many people will be using these engines that there just won't be enough GPUs in the world to handle the demand. Because everybody will want to make movies. Everybody will want to use this. You know, every ad agency is about to become obsolete, by the way. Every corporation will just use these engines to create it. And I see there's a movement in Hollywood already where some group is going to have a label that says, no AI used in the creation of this film. Why would I want to see it then? You know, because AI is going to be the best stuff by far. And besides, actually, I want to prompt my own film. I don't even really want to see somebody else's film unless it's very compelling. I mean, maybe I'm open to it, but what Hollywood has produced all these years has not been good. It's been horrible. And for those people concerned about, oh, what about AI slop? There's going to be so much slop, like low-quality AI-generated content. Have you seen the low-quality human-generated content for your whole life? I mean, look at what Hollywood puts out, these horrible, horrible movies. I mean, just such low-grade movies that sometimes you ask yourself, who could have possibly approved the funding for this film? It's so bad, there's no story. There's no story, and you don't like the characters at all. The characters are just offensive. So you see, that's going to be obsolete because there will be storytellers all over the world who can become the next, you know, Steven Spielberg, let's say. But they can do it for, you know, dollars or hundreds of dollars of rendering costs instead of hundreds of millions of dollars. Yes, we could be reducing the cost of making movies by, you know, six orders of magnitude or something really significant like that. It's happening. So all these tools have something really amazing in common. Suno or Brightlearn.ai or these video creation tools like the new Seed Dance that's coming out for Americans. I believe it's coming out February 24th. You can't really access it unless you're Chinese in China right now. You have to have a Chinese phone number. But it'll be available soon. And what's amazing about all these technologies is that they represent this movement of freedom, mass decentralization, away from the control grid, away from the narrative controllers and the gatekeepers of ideas. Because Hollywood studios have abused their position in culture. They've used their movies to push LGBT themes. They've made everything fake and gay. You know, they have to put, you know, lesbians in every movie. They've pushed all kinds of agendas that are artificial and really malicious. They've operated in bad faith, not good faith. Although there may be exceptions to this, of course, but overall, the big Hollywood studios, they see themselves as manipulators of culture, not creators who reflect culture. Their job is to shape culture, to bend the will of the people. And you see this in Hollywood actors, too. You know, a lot of the Hollywood actors will get together and they'll film something about, oh, you know, something political, why we have to impeach Trump or why we have to destroy Russia. Or, you know, notice they never get together and speak out in favor of the Palestinian people, by the way. You notice that? They've never had a film that said we should stop bombing children in Gaza. No, because they're not driven by ethics or humanity, despite all their virtue signaling. So they're all fake, and now they're all obsolete. And they deserve it. They put themselves in that position. So you and I, we should be celebrating AI video, because this is power to the people. This is the great equalizer. This is decentralization of the narrative power of film. Now, anybody will be able to create short films, long films, documentaries, stand-up comedy, TV shows, you know, whatever. They'll be able to create it for a small amount of money, and the only limit will be their ideas. And isn't that the way the movie system should actually work? Is based on merit? The best ideas rise to the top, the best films get the most views, instead of what the studios want to shove down your throat? You know, studios that are abusive to women and children, and, you know, run all kinds of pedophilia operations behind the scenes, you know, very dark, satanic stuff that goes on in Hollywood. I don't even have to get into that. You should know all that stuff. And now we're finding out it's all true. So, yeah, let's take the power of narrative film away from the evil pedophiles, and instead, let's distribute that capability to all the people of the world. And that's exactly what this Chinese company is doing. So this Chinese company is delivering filmmaking freedom to the people of the world, while the American film groups like the MPA are desperately fighting it and hoping that they can block this technology because they want to control the narratives. They want to control the movies. They want to control the minds of the American people. And you know what? The best way that we can tell Hollywood to go pound sand is to use these tools, create films that inspire you, create films that other people would want to see, create films that have an inspiring pro-human message, that teach ethics, morals, values, and share those films with the world. Now, I've got a new website just being launched right now in anticipation of this. It's called brightvideos.com. And right now we have a few AI avatars there, kind of early stage AI avatars. But brightvideos.com, as the technology enables it, will feature full-length AI-generated films. Full-length AI-generated films and documentaries and so-called TV episodes or what have you. And we're going to be accepting entrances, submissions from you to be considered to be published there. But it's only going to be AI-generated content that will be featured at brightvideos.com. Other than, of course, my own podcast. I have my own channel there because I'm kind of the narrator of what's happening with Bright Videos. I'm also the builder of it. So I have my channels, but that's not really what it's for. It's for featuring AI-generated video content. That's where it's really going to shine all throughout this year and beyond. So check it out right now, brightvideos.com, and you can use my book engine. It's free. It's at brightlearn.ai, and you can also use my AI research engine at brightanswers.ai. So check it all out. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, AI developer and builder of all those platforms. All right, take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.